You're on 101.5 FM and we're chatting with Amy Barry, the lived experience service manager from the Strathspine Safe Space and the Logan Critical Support Space. And we wanted to dig a little deeper and find out what makes these spaces special and different from others that we might already know about. And when any of us are feeling overwhelmed or distressed, Amy, what makes Strathpine Safe Space different from traditional crisis services? And can you tell us about the peer-led model and why having staff with lived experience is so important for people in distress?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the first thing is that when someone comes into us, we don't need their name, their phone number, any details about them. So they can just access us, which really breaks down some barriers for people who might not need or want to access traditional services. I guess the other thing is that we have a peer-led team. So that means people with lived experience are in the space all the time. So when you walk in the door, you know, you're met with a, do you want a tea or coffee? Not what's your diagnosis? And then it's your decision on how that it goes from there. You can have a chat with somebody one-on-one. You can, you know, sit by yourself and just sort of use the space to self-regulate if that's what you wanted to do. But there's a lot of choice and control on the person who's visiting us on their behalf, but really it's just about offering connection with people who perhaps have a similar experience or might understand things a bit different to what you might find in a hospital.
Yeah. Now, Amy, many people in crisis might hesitate to seek help. You know, that there is a barrier or a stigma. Mm-hmm. How does your free walk-in service remove those obstacles, and what can someone expect when they first arrive? As you said, come and have a cup of coffee. You want a drink or something?
I think it's a bit of a, it could be a bit of a strange experience for people when I reflect on it and think, you know, people who are so used to accessing hospitals or emergency departments, and they certainly have their place, but, you know, to walk into a place where that's how you're met with, do you want a tea or coffee? And it essentially looks like a lounge room. So, you know, you sort of come in and you can just chill out on one of the couches or have a chat or whatever it is that you need. And I think the main reason that we break down those barriers is that we work from, you know, a model of care where there is that choice and control. There's no judgment. And really, I think it's probably just that you can do it your way in however you need support that evening, because it looks different for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Amy, for our listeners who might be wondering when to choose a safe space over a hospital emergency department, can you walk us through what situations your service is designed for and how you can keep people safe?
Yeah, absolutely. So the time that we would say that we would ask people to go to emergency, or that they may come to us first and we may have to call an ambulance or send them to emergency or their GP, would be if there's physical health needs that need to be met.
Right.
So, you know, that's when we would perhaps do a referral or direct them to those services. We would try to work from a no wrong door approach, but yeah, our capacity around meeting medical needs is pretty limited. So, you know, like any service, we would call an ambulance or work with the person to maybe go to their GP first. So that's when I would say, go to those people before you come to us. But for anyone else who's experiencing any level of distress, overwhelm, thoughts of suicide, they can absolutely just come in and have a chat, and we can work with them to see what that means for them in what they need that evening or that afternoon.
I believe that you offer a follow-up phone call 72 hours after someone has visited. Can you tell us why this continued connection is so crucial in someone's recovery program, or their journey, I should say?
Yeah, I think it is all about connection. And I think for some people, you know, it relieves the pressure on family or friends, or what they perceive pressure as on family and friends. And they know that someone else is going to be there to call and to contact them and, you know, to hold that little bit of hope that someone's thinking about them, and that they will have that connection, that if perhaps they're not feeling up to it, to making that call, they're going to get that phone call. So just have a check-in and see how they're going and have a bit of a chat.
Yeah, yeah. Now, your goal is for people that to leave with a sense of hope and positivity. Mm-hmm. In your experience running this service, Amy, can you share what kind of peer support means for the local Strathpine community and the differences that it is making in people's lives?
Yeah, I think peer support, you know, allows for the community to manage their own distress and to build just like resilience in doing so. They know they have a service to fall back on, and for some people that's all they need. They just need to know that someone's open and that they've got that option. And after hours, you know, that can be a really hard thing to find. I think also, you know, our intake process is quite, you know, hands-on from the guest perspective, in that we ask them what they need. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and we try to work with them so that they build their own capacity in managing the distress.
Just how often can somebody pop in?
Every night if they want.
Wow.
If that's what they need.
Yeah.
You know, often people visit, you know, for a month every day, and then we won't see them again. Yeah. And that's great.
That'd have to be a little pat on your back, wouldn't
it? Right. Yeah. But, you know, if it's longer than that, if it's shorter than that, it's absolutely fine. There's no prescription on how long they can be there for.
Okay. Now, I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering who can actually access the service, and are there any hoops people need to jump through, or can somebody just pick up the phone or just call in?
Yeah, so anybody can access. There's no need for citizenship or a Medicare card. There's no payment. It's a free service. Anyone can come in, you know, who's experiencing that distress. And distress looks different to everybody, right? So we don't have an idea of what distress looks like. People can just walk in if they like. You know, we're open, you know, from 5 o'clock most days and different hours on the weekends. But some people would prefer to call ahead as well, just to see what's going on in the space. It is a shared space with, you know, sometimes up to 8 people, and people might want to know if it's somewhere that they want to access at that time. So they might call ahead.
Okay. And now you say you're open from about 5 o'clock through till?
5 till 9 during the week.
Yep.
And 3 till 7 on the weekends.
Okay. Yeah, that's good because, you know, sort of the 8, 9 o'clock-ish mark is probably when things start getting a little bit stressful for people that have got a problem. Hey, who knows? I don't. But I'm perceiving that it's certainly not between 9 and 5.
No, it's when services are closed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. How good is that? So, Amy, if we know of somebody that would need the help, they can pick up the phone and call. What number?
So our phone number is 07-3493-6710.
Okay. Is it a little bit easier, because I'm not going to remember that number? Would I just Google something?
Yeah, if you just look up Safe Space, then they'll pop up. There's a few of us around, so there's 4 in the Brisbane North area.
Good.
If you contact any one of us and it's not your local area, we'll be able to direct
put you in the right direction
to where you need to go.
Amy, just listening to you speak in these last few moments only, what a wonderful situation it is. And do you know what I love? That if somebody gets to your space and they do need some medical assistance, that you're able to then call the ambulance or whatever for them. Because in a lot of instances, they don't necessarily know that they need that, do we? You know, sometimes we need somebody else to tell us what we need to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so how good is that? And listeners, we've been talking with Amy Barry, and she, as I said before, she is the Lived Experience Service Manager for Safe Space Strathpine and Logan Crisis Support Service. And Amy's been talking to 101.5 FM. And, of course, that was our podcast. Amy, thanks so much for coming in and speaking with us. And I hope that this little conversation not only opens the door to your place, but opens the door to a life well lived.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks so much for coming in and talking.
Yeah, thank you for having me.